Where'd you get that scar? I shouldn't care. Honestly, the information that Sage had shared about her sister, it was eye-opening and sickening. But still, I cared. I needed to know. Which version would you like? She asked. The truth? I shot back, knowing I wasn't going to like what she was about to say. I don't think you can handle the truth, officer, she said as she boxed up my peach scones. Not when you're looking at me with hatred in your eyes for some imaginary transgression that my sister made up off the top of her head just so she could use you. I couldn't stop myself from reaching forward and ringing the bell 3 times. God damn it. I tried so hard not to do that, but it was a compulsion, one I'd never been able to stop myself from doing. Any kind of bell, whether it be a doorbell, a bike bell, or even the one sitting on the counter in front of me, I had to ring it. I could usually hold off when it wasn't important, but sometimes I just couldn't. This being one of those times. I was assuming that was because of the woman in front of me. She made me nervous and angry. Pepper didn't react to the bell. In fact, she was so unbothered by it that I might as well not even have done it. Have a good day, she said sweetly. Too sweetly. I caught the box up and handed her my card. She refused it, saying, No, it's on me. I didn't want it to be on her. Reaching into my wallet, I pulled out a 20 and tossed it onto the counter. You're not buying me anything.
You're hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked? I raised a brow at her.
Deceived, tricked, deluded, misled, misinformed, duped.
She enunciated each word. I know what it means, I drawled.
Well, then if you know what it means, maybe you should think about why I said it, she suggested. Have a good day, officer.
No kids, I snorted. Thank God for that. His brows rose.
Why?
I glanced over at him, then back to see that all the kids were engrossed with the movie that was playing on the 22-inch screen protruding from the ceiling, and then turned back to him. Because I wouldn't want you to raise a kid with your morals and lack of insight. I crossed my arms over my chest.
Lack of insight?
He asked, sounding amused. Lack of opening your freaking eyes, I explained. Your utter blind spot where it comes to my sister. He frowned.
I don't have a blind spot when it comes to your sister.
You have something when it comes to my sister, and whatever it is, it's not good, I shrugged. He chuckled.
We have a 30-minute drive. How about you enlighten me?
He suggested. I glanced backward again to make sure we didn't have any kids listening. We didn't, and then let him have it. One, you're allowing a pathological liar, literally she was diagnosed with this as a child, deeper and deeper into your life. You're protecting her, and she likes it. You're falling for all of her lies. You're treating her like a good person, and she's not. If you knew even half the things she'd done to me as a child, you wouldn't be able to stand near her, you'd be so disgusted. I started.
What's a pathological liar? Addison asked.
I closed my eyes.
It's a behavior where a person feels a compulsion to lie, Atlas explained.
Oh, like your compulsions? Addison asked. Like when you have to ring the doorbell 3 times? Or when you have to retrace your steps before you leave?
Kind of.
Atlas looked at me. I'd known that he'd had issues. I hadn't realized he'd had OCD tendencies, though. Maybe that was why he got along so well with my sister, because she had issues like him. Though I was sure that Atlas's issues didn't ruin people's lives like Sage's.